only Donald Trump could cancel a summit with Kim Jong-un in the morning and then have a meeting with Sylvester Stallone later in the day. It's soak it up. We'll probably never see anything like this again. What is going on?
That is a good point.
Right.
He is a multitasker, yeah. You know? Yeah, Sylvester Stallone in there to help. So it was Jack Johnson, the boxer, right?
Yeah.
Who got pardoned.
Yeah,
I didn't. I think he was the first African-American heavyweight or something.
Okay.
Something like that. And he was, arrested for a crime that probably shouldn't have been, back in the racist. Well.
Right. Back in the
Racist right. days, yeah.
In the more racist days.
In the more racist days, yeah. Yeah, so he got pardoned, and it was a cool move. Cool move. It's just kind of weird to see Stallone and Trump next to each other.
Right.
It looks kind of like Rocky, the 43rd sequel.
I know.
Where it's,
right.
Where it's like, now returning, Rocky.
Right.
And the original promoter / referee from the fight, Donald Trump. Right? Couldn't he be like a fight?
Yes,
like the guy
could.
With the microphone in the ring?
Right.
Gentlemen, we're going to have a nice, clean fight here,
It's going to be the best fight ever.
It's going to be the best fight ever. You're great. You're beautiful.
Right.
Duke it out.
Right.
Go.
Fine gentlemen in the ring.
Yes. Fight's going to be very big league.
Oh, God, I forgot.
He stopped saying that. He hasn't said that in a while.
You're right.
I think because everyone thought he was saying bigly. Which I thought he was saying for a while, but I think he was saying big league.
Yeah, that's what I always thought, but then I just went on the big league.
It doesn't really make any sense, but, whatever. So they're still not sure what they're going to do with that coin.
I know. I'm getting you some of those coins.
I think I got to get one. If you don't know what we're talking about, the Trump Kim Jong-un summit commemorative coin,
right. They
actually minted it. So it's, I don't know how many copies exist, but they're going up on infomercials at some point.
Right.
Well, I guess that both of them has said that they haven't completely ruled it out, right? It could happen in the future.
Right, and there's not a date on the coin.
Oh, right, true.
Right. They didn't. Steve Mnuchin, he was probably like, I got a great idea. Let's make a coin. Let's make it now. Let's get on that.
Right.
It's like, well, this meeting might not happen.
Sarah,
it'll happen.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the other day, the White House has nothing to do with this coin. I was like, oh, my God. I know you lie a lot.
Right.
But that's the most. Of course he did.
Right. Didn't it come out of the Treasury?
Well, I think technically the military. It's technically a military coin, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, who does the military
report
to?
It's not actual money.
Right.
It's a commemorative
coin
piece.
Right.
Yeah. It's not a coin like monetary. Like you can't go to Rennie's and pay with your Trump Kim Jong-un coin.
Right. No, it's like a...
Can I get a new pair of muck boots?
Here's my...
How much does this cover? Can I get the change in the form of a gift certificate or something?
Right?
I got this. I was really drunk the other night, and I ordered this online. And I'm not really sure how to spend it now. I know you guys take the silver dollars still. Do you take the Trump Kim Jong-un coins?
Right.
I don't know. I was watching an infomercial. I had about two bottles of wine, and I thought it was a good idea to order.
Announcing a special privately minted collectible only from National Collectors Mint. It's no wonder the price of the original edition is going through the roof. The final issue price was to be set at $50 per proof, but during our special release, this 24-karat gold-clad masterpiece can be yours for only $9.95. Price can only be guaranteed for 7 days. So you must hurry. Avoid disappointment and future regret. Call now.
Yeah, you got to get this beautiful coin right now.
I don't want to regret that.
Maybe they'll have time to reissue it and take out Kim Jong-un's face and put Sylvester Stallone in.
There you go.
Because that meeting actually happened.
Right. Put a sticker on top of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's 5:53. Todd's got your new Center Main forecast.
All right, guys, we are going to sizzle today. Blazing sun.